Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the 360 update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Friday marked the beginning of the three-day rookie camp, where the 8 draft picks and 16 rookie free agents took the field for the first time as members of the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Carson Wentz signed his 4-year contract on Thursday and immediately began the process of acclimating to life in the NFL. While the Eagles have 2 established veterans at quarterback in Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel, it hasn't stopped reporters from pondering and speculating just how long before Wentz takes over as the starter.
Yeah, you got to earn it. You know, you got to earn it with hard work. You got to earn it, like I mentioned, with building relationships, being around the guys and everything. And, you know, it doesn't just happen overnight. You know, nothing's handed to you here. You got to come in and earn the respect of everybody, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
For the first time since 2013, the Eagles used the draft to invest in the offensive line. In fact, the team used 2 of their 8 draft picks along the line in guard Isaac Seumalo and tackle Halapulivahdi Vaitai. While Wentz gets the bulk of the media attention, it could actually be Seumalo who makes the most impact of all the Eagles rookies in 2016, as he has the opportunity to come in and compete for the starting job at left guard.
You know, I just want to come in and compete, you know, and still at the same time learn from these guys, from guys that have done it before. But at the same end, and also just, you know, learn as much, be a sponge, really, you know, empty my cup, learn as much as I possibly can, and, you know, keep my head down, stay humble about it.
Safety Jalen Mills thought that he could have been selected as early as the 2nd round of the NFL draft. Well, that was not the case, as he was one of 3 former players from the SEC who were selected by the Eagles on day 3 of the draft, along with Blake Countess of Auburn and Alex McAllister of Florida. Whatever disappointment they may have experienced during draft weekend must now be put aside, because jobs are on the line and the competition is underway.
Are you talking about as far as me going to the 7th?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like I said, it was motivation, you know, but I'm always motivated. It's not an extra chip on my shoulder. It's not an extra motivation, you know, whether I would have went first-round pick overall or if I would have went undrafted free agent. You know, that's just how I play. I play aggressive. You know, I always play with a chip on my shoulder, and I always try to play to where, one, my team accepts me, but also when I'm on the field, I make plays so we can be in the best position to win the game.
Make sure to check out more highlights from the rookie camp here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as well as the Eagles mobile app. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the 360 Update.